Undocumented immigrants in Connecticut are demanding access to health insurance through legislative change. And for some living in mixed status households, it means fighting for the ones they love. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has more.
Up until last year, Yenimar Cortez never had health insurance. She's 22 years old.
In high school, I started realizing my mom's when she was struggling to pay to take us to checkups. We would go to free clinics when we were younger as well because we didn't have insurance. We had to wake up really early, make sure we got in line because, if you didn't have no space, you couldn't go.
Although still undocumented, Cortez was able to get insurance through her job with Connecticut Students for a Dream, an immigration resource and advocacy organization. But it's a bittersweet reality. Her undocumented parents still face limited health care options. Her mom struggles with diabetes, her dad with asthma and other issues.
They don't really talk about it because they don't want to worry us, but we know that it worries them. Knowing your parents are going through this definitely is an everyday thing where every single time I work or I come to a rally or everything, I have my family in mind and my parents.
A majority of the estimated 120,000 undocumented people living in Connecticut are ineligible for most kinds of insurance, including Husky Health, the state's Medicaid program. It means their options are severely limited. But some families are mixed status, meaning individual family members may have more insurance options because they have U.S. citizenship, green cards, or specific jobs. Activists say many of these people wind up shouldering a combination of relief, anxiety, and guilt as they watch their loved ones continue to struggle.
Every day we're seeing patients in a family context where certain members of that family have differential access to services or health care than others.
That's Dr. Ben Oldfield of Fairhaven Community Health Center, which serves a large immigrant population in the New Haven area. He adds that oftentimes kids growing up in undocumented or mixed status families take more active roles in their family's health care needs beginning at a young age.
I think that we are depending a lot on these young people who may, by virtue of being in a mixed family, be able to help navigate and be ambassadors, but it's a lot to put on a school-age kid or an adolescent who's already probably got a lot on their plate.
Katia Daly began accompanying her parents to doctor's visits at 13 years old when her family moved to the U.S. without documentation. They all struggled with access to health care. When Daly got older, she got health coverage through her job with Students for a Dream. She's also now a green card holder after getting married. But the 25-year-old has had to watch her family suffer.
I'm grateful that I'm able to get healthcare, but I cried on car rides with my dad to the health center, the community health center, because that's his only option.
Daly says she's developed anxiety over the years, some of it directly related to her worries about her family. For a while, she was getting mental health care services with her insurance until she had a temporary disruption in coverage.
And then I haven't had the courage to go back to it because it has to do something with guilt as well, right? Because it's amazing that I'm able to get these services, but if my little sister, who's still undocumented, is not able to get that she needs it more than I, because she has internalized all that pain, it's difficult because you have to have these conversations, but you're unable to have these conversations because they're not there. We're not able to have an equal ground conversation.
Legislation that would expand access to Connecticut's Medicaid program, regardless of someone's immigration status, is currently being considered by the General Assembly. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.